Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Folks who are still here are mostly decked out in green.
That's a good win, especially on a night. Try to limit guys' minutes. Pritchard was 32, D. White 29. Jordan Walsh, amazing.
That's how you handle business. 146 to 101, a 45-point rout of the Wizards here in D.C.
Hey, you know that voice.
Sure do.
Television play-by-play man for the Boston Celtics. On the call last night, Drew Carter, who will be part of the animated Monday Night Football Monsters Fun Day Football on Monday Night Football with the Chargers and the Eagles. Drew Carter joining us here on WEEI. What's going on, Drew?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for having me. You can tell the Patriots are on a bye because it's Friday and you're talking about Celtics Wizards and a cartoon football game that's happening.
Well, I would say that's
great.
That's very accurate. No, you have
sniffed it right out.
You have it gamed very well. But no, we've been a fan of these broadcasts in the past. You've done a bunch of them, football and hockey, if I'm not mistaken. How'd you get involved in these way back when it started? This is your sixth or seventh overall animated broadcast. How'd you get involved with these?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think maybe the people who run ESPN, the powers that be, realize that I have no problem making myself into a cartoon on a normal broadcast, so I might as well be legitimately animated. I wasn't afraid to really lean into this whole world of, you know, whatever the IP is, as we say in the business, the intellectual property, whatever it is, whether it's Toy Story or Big City Greens, which we've had a couple hockey games in that universe, or Mickey Mouse and Friends, which we've done Christmas basketball games with, and we're doing that again this year with Dunk the Halls. I don't know. I mean, I think I was 25 when we first started doing these, and I think they were looking for someone young who can maybe relate to a younger audience and also just really lean into the bit, which, you know, if you watch Celtics broadcasts, you know we have no problem leaning into a bit.
What was the first conversation like? Were they like, hey, you're aware of Toy Story? And you're like, yeah. And they're like, we're going to make all the players look like Toy Story. And how did that early conversation go?
Well, it's probably useful for me to remember that, because when I try to explain it to people now, I'm like, how do you not get this? The players are all animated. It's happening live. They look like toys. Bart and Lisa Simpson are playing in the game. What's so hard to understand about this? And if you've never seen it, it is pretty hard to conceptualize. And I think one of the many reasons I love doing it is because we're part of a team putting these shows together that's just off the charts in terms of creativity, vision, just having the idea to do this, animating a game in real time. It's not the first time, you know, a broadcast has been geared toward a younger audience or a new audience to football, but it's certainly the first time it's all been animated live and you can actually follow the action. So we have, you know, we have a company from the Netherlands called Beyond Sports. These people fly and they spend like 2 weeks in Bristol, Connecticut, and you know, months beforehand preparing for this game. They handle a lot of the animation. We have, you know, probably like 100 people on the Disney ESPN side working on these shows. And it started, the first game we did was a was a hockey game. It was actually a Bruins game, I think, a few years ago in the world of Big City Greens. And, you know, when I first got asked to do it, you know, months before the game, it was hard to conceptualize, and I was wondering if anyone would actually watch it. Would there be, like, real investment from the company? And as we got closer and closer to it, I think more people started to realize how cool this was going to be. The NHL got really invested, and more people from ESPN wanted it to succeed. And now we've reached a point where, you know, I think people really look forward to it inside and outside the company.
So those who haven't seen it, like, for instance, if you tune in on Monday night, not only will you have animation on the field and, you know, all sorts of stuff in between plays and whatnot, but Dan Orlovsky and Drew Carter are also going to be animated as well.
A couple of monsters.
Yeah. Do you get any input in your animation, this one, or in the past? And how have you felt about how you're depicted in these?
Well, I get none. And as you'll see Monday, Dan Orlovsky is dwarfing my monster, which to me is annoying because, you know, guys, everyone thinks I'm short because I work with a giant in Brian Scalabrine. So half the people I meet, they're like, well, you're way taller than I thought. And to me, that's a bit of an insult. I'm like, do I come off as a short guy? Do I have short guy energy? I don't really want that. I feel like that's, I don't want to be like a chihuahua, you know, man. I want to be like, I want people to know that I've got some height, man. And so now we go to the animated world, and of course, I'm half as tall as Dan Orlovsky's character,
not
which
fair.
Is killing me. But I will say, I do like the cartoons because now I have like a whole scrapbook of my own cartoons, and my profile picture on Twitter is still my Toy Story cartoon. I like that one. That guy, he was handsome. He looked like David Muir from World News Tonight. So I'll take that.
I did see. If you want to go check it out, that's Droodle25. By the way, I did notice that. Which is on there as well.
Has there been talk about any other, you mentioned like IP, clearly Disney owns a ton of stuff like Star Wars and Marvel and everything else. Have you heard of any other like down the road, other potential broadcasts and characters you guys might be?
Yeah, you know, we're thinking about, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but I do think this is becoming a nice yearly tradition to do an NFL game and an NBA game. And personally, I'm looking ahead to next year when ESPN is going to broadcast the Super Bowl. I'm hopeful that maybe we'll do an animated broadcast for that. I haven't heard anything about it from inside the company, but I think if we do that, it could be like an extravaganza where maybe there are a bunch of different Disney characters, and you know we've kind of focused on one universe for each of these games. Maybe we could do one where we pull people in from a bunch of different universes, and I think that would be really fun. But yeah, you're right. I mean, Disney owns so many different properties. It was kind of crazy that we weren't doing this in the first place. So when we started doing it with Big City Greens and then moved into a football game, it just made sense.
Drew Carter, TV play-by-play man for the Celtics. You can check him out on the Monsters Fun Day Football on Monday Night Football this week for the animated broadcast, which he's been doing. And we've been talking about, I do want to shift gears, though, to the Celtics. Blowout win last night over the Wizards. They've now won 8 out of 10. They've won 3 in a row. A bunch of the wins prior to last night were against some of the other top teams in the Eastern Conference. New York, Cleveland, Orlando, Detroit, all on that list. They now have the second-best scoring differential in the Eastern Conference. So I guess my question is, Drew, how far do you think they can go this year based on the way they've been playing of late?
I think the team is pretty good, guys. It's the same way I felt coming into the season. You know, even though they lost a bunch of key pieces, and of course, you know, the most important one is recovering from an Achilles right now, I still thought they'd be pretty good. There's too much talent. There's too much winning DNA for them not to be. And then you look at the Eastern Conference. Quite frankly, it's wide open. You know, it's always interesting see how people say that. Some people are like, oh, the East is terrible. But if you want to do it in a more PC way, you'd say, oh, the East is wide open. You know, there's really there's no great team in the East. And if you look up and down the standings, I think the favorites coming in were the Knicks, who are terrible on the road so far. I think they'll figure it out, but I think they're 3-6 on the road and really good at home. But you can never really buy into a team unless they prove they can win on the road, which they did last year, obviously, at our Garden. But we haven't seen it this year. And then the Cavaliers are kind of in disarray right now. It's sort of strange what's happening to them. So it is wide open. And to me, the Celtics are, obviously playing the best ball they have all year, and it seems like they've found something here with playing Namijs Cade as a starter, who's been excellent this year. I think one of the most improved players we've seen in the entire league, kind of on that same Luke Kornet trajectory where he was like a fringe NBA player, spending a lot of time in the G League. Namijs Cade got waived by the Sacramento Kings, for like of all teams, and he's now the starting center and has the best net rating on our whole team. So you start him, he plays, you know, 25 to 30 minutes a night, and then when he's on the bench, you go super small and you play Josh Minot at center, Jordan Walsh is, you know, playing like a big man. His ascent has been not only surprising but really fun to watch, and they're in a groove right now. And then who knows, man, if you stay long enough and you're, you know, in position for a playoff spot, and depending on Tatum's recovery, if he comes back at some point, who knows how far they could go.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so speaking of Tatum's recovery, our guy Justin Turpin was kind of filling us in on this, so I admittedly don't know all the details, but is there a Tatum return conspiracy theory out there? Some are suggesting he is posting videos of him doing stuff, but with specific timestamps to sort of maybe give clues as to what date he is targeting.
Yeah, I hate to say that I'm online enough to know what this is referring to. Turp and I are in the same boat on that. I saw this yesterday. Apparently, people think he is referencing February 8th.
Oh, hell yeah.
Schedule. The Celtics are home playing the Knicks on a national TV game. I am not really into conspiracies, and I don't know if this is intentional. But yeah, I mean, look, that'd be 9 months-ish from when he had surgery, which would be a pretty fast recovery. But I also think that he's on track for a fast recovery. I don't know if it's going to be February 8th. That does seem pretty fast, but with Jason Tatum, I wouldn't put anything past him. The guy is in incredible shape, always has been. He just said recently he's going to be in the best shape of his life when he comes back because he's focusing on his body in a different way than even he did before. And I really do think he's going to try to play this year, guys. I don't have any intel on that, but at this point, I'd be pretty surprised if we don't see him at all. He's traveling with the team. You know, he's posting his workout videos online. I would be surprised if he doesn't make a run at playing this year, which is obviously, you know, great news for Celtics fans.
Okay. Back in February, you heard it here first. That is interesting for sure. At least that's on the dark Celtics web,
yeah,
as it were. Drew, I'm curious about a couple of things. Like you mentioned earlier, the bit of the Celtics broadcast. I'm curious if there is a catchphrase you feel very strongly about, a catchphrase that you'd like back, or a moment you'd like back. Like if you were going to kind of go through and be like something you really appreciated and something you'd do differently, what would those be?
That's a good question. Recency bias, I was pretty proud last night of Washington, D.C., because Jordan Walsh was having a terrific game. He had the best game of his career. And I was like, yeah, it's Washington, D.C. They're building the Washington Monument. And I got a couple texts like, oh, you planned that. Like, oh, you had that line ready to go. Well, actually, I didn't. If I were better at my job and better prepared, I would have had it ready to go. But that one I came up with off the cuff. And then Derek White had 30 It was the White House at Capital One Arena. When you win by 45, you have a lot of a wiggle room to come up with stuff like that. In terms of ones I want to have back, you know, I go back to my first year when Mike Gorman, the legend, was doing the home games and I was doing the road games. And going into that season, guys, I was just very nervous. I felt a lot of pressure and, you know, good pressure, like a responsibility, because I know how important the relationship between the fans and the announcers is and always has been with Mike and Tommy and going back to Johnny Most. And for me stepping in, I was just nervous because I didn't want to negatively impact people's experience watching the Celtics. That's why I was really nervous about it. And going in, I probably did not do a very good job of, A, calming down and, you know, letting the game come to me. But also, I felt like I was doing, in a way, like a bad Mike impression while also trying to be myself, because that's what everyone told me to do. And it was kind of challenging when we were splitting the schedule like that because I didn't want to make it too jarring. So honestly, if I could go back and do that first year again, I'd probably just, like, try to take a chill pill and settle into the job. But thankfully, I didn't get fired after that year, and now I feel like we're very comfortable and in a good spot on the show.
I was going to say, definitely settling in nicely, because, I mean, replacing Mike Gorman is like replacing Tom Brady. Like, you don't want to be the guy right after that. Like, it's an unbelievable opportunity, but generations of fans had only heard Mike Gorman. So, like, pretty daunting. But yeah, you feel a lot better now and more comfortable. And I would imagine the reception's a lot more accepting. And now you have another, like, a young group of fans. And when the team is really good, like it was a year ago, that all helps. And now people are going to remember your voice with Tatum and Brown and Derek White and Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's right. No doubt. The announcers are always better when your team is winning. That's a tale as old as time. So I was super fortunate to join the team when, you know, they were the best team in the league. And it was funny, that first year, you know, I didn't have all the scar tissue that you know, all the Celtics fans and media had going into it. So we were blow-torching teams in that championship season. And I'm like, yeah, of course we're going to win the championship. Like, we have the best team by a mile. And, you know, everyone else covering the team was like, no, like, don't say that. Like, you never know. You're going to jinx it. I'm like, are you kidding? Watch the games. We're killing everybody. And then you get to the playoffs, and they were 16-3 and did kind of roll to a championship. So it was different, but it was good, you know, to have such a great team to be calling the games for. I think about, like last night in D.C., I mean, my friends Chris Miller and Drew Gooden, who call the Wizards games on TV, I don't know how they do it, because that team is atrocious. And they have young guys, but so I guess there's a little hope for the future, but, like, there's no juice in the building. It all comes from the road team. Like, we have amazing fans, so we fill that place up. Like, I think it was more than half Celtics fans there last night. So if you're calling those home games, like, that's got to be tough. So thankfully, I haven't had to go through that. And quite honestly, like, the NBA is cyclical, guys. So, like, there will come a time in my career where the Celtics, you know, probably miss the playoffs, right? But even when they do, the great thing about this franchise is it does always seem like there's light at the end of the tunnel. The fan base is way too passionate, and the ownership group, even though it's new now, has the same goal. They care way too much to let the team be bad for an extended period. So whatever it is, like, we're on a high right now, and I expect the team to do really well this year and again, you know, for the foreseeable future. When it does flip and we might have a down year, the bad times don't last very long with the Celtics.
Well, I'll tell you, Drew, I'm sure you're not aware of this, but you are talking to two former Celtics broadcasters. Me and Keith both had very, very brief careers in the early days of the Celtics on the other station here in town.
Radio color guys in the season that Brad Stevens' first year, where they were horrible.
A lot of losing and a lot of rough games there. And I'm sure a lot of regrettable calls from the two of us as well. So, Drew, we appreciate it. We'll be watching on Monday night, as we do with all the Celtics games. Drew Carter, TV play-by-play man for the Celtics. Thanks for taking the time here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.